Yo, what's up, everybody? You are now listening to From the East Side with Love. As always, your boy Kosher.
JC.
JC, what's good, bro? How you doing, man?
Doing good, dog. Getting back at it. I say that shit every time, and it's like a 10-week layoff. But back at it, for real.
I'm surprised you didn't say your little saying ever since you came back. You didn't say it today.
We're going to keep it light today.
There you go. Well, I ain't gonna go light. On this first thing that I want to talk about, we're gonna go straight into it. As you can hear, JC's tone, he's like, "I just want to do this and get it done for the people." We're gonna be talking about NBA, everybody. But before we get to, and maybe a little bit, you know, things in sports related. But before we get into any of all that, you know, last week, give or take, USA found out that they did not qualify for the World Cup. Now, if people don't know, if you guys check out the Twitter, at KosherFTESWL, that's my personal Twitter. We have the main account, which is at FTESWL, and JC's, because he'll never remember his handle for the life of him, so I'll say it for him, FTESWL_JC. If you check out any of our accounts, you'll probably see, especially me, getting mad at, you know, Team USA when it comes to playing soccer, and usually on a rant if we're losing. If we're winning, then I'm praising them. If we're losing, it's all hell breaks loose. And, yeah, Team USA did not qualify for the World Cup. Basically, they lost against Trinidad and Tobago, and that's like losing to the worst team in the world, basically. All right? That's what it is. That's like, I'm not going to even go there because that's kind of mean.
It's like a college team losing to a high school team.
Right. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, like, USA is a pro team, straight up. Not to say that Trinidad and Tobago isn't, but we have all the resources and there's no excuses. Trinidad and Tobago, you know, is less fortunate than us. And, you know, they don't have all the resources that we're privileged to have. And so, not to say that they're not a good team in their own right, but they were the worst team in our group. And deservedly so. They didn't put on any really good, I mean, they played, but they weren't winning any games. And they were getting outscored in every game. And they were getting beat down in almost every game. So,
yeah, they were basically just playing upset. They ain't got nothing to play for. Spoiler. So they wanted to ruin somebody's lives.
Spoiler. And, you know, like, it literally, USA beats Panama 4-0 the game before, a couple of days before. And they go to Trinidad and Tobago. And all they need to do is a draw. All you need to do is a draw. And you're in. And no, they didn't do that. They ended up losing 2-1 on some boo-boo stuff. Literally boo-boo. And Bruce Arena, who's the coach of U.S. men's national soccer team.
Used to be.
Yeah, he resigned. He should have got fired. Sunil Gal, I can't pronounce him, but he needs to get fired. He's the president of the U.S. Soccer Federation. Look, there needs to be overhaul. I understand they didn't like Jurgen, but I think Jurgen was good. Maybe he should have been a president. I think he liked to look outside the box, and I think he liked to look, you know, internationally and get all the players that USA can get their hands on that have, like, you know, that U.S. citizenship, or there's a way to, like, bring them home. But Bruce Arena, he's just a bum. And I'm very disappointed. If we would have done a podcast after the game, I probably would have been beside myself. But I've also kind of was just like, whatever. Like, this is retarded at the end of the day. It's dumb. There's no reason why the U.S. It's not like we're in, like, the a hard hexagon or anything like that. Like, the groups. I mean, yeah, there's Mexico, there's Costa Rica, and then there's U.S. That's pretty much the teams that would qualify. And then there's a playoff team. So there's potentially four teams out of, like, eight or nine in your conference that you could, you know, to go on. And USA ended up in fifth place. Like, that's just embarrassing. You have the women on the other side who win a World Cup like every other damn year. So it's like, come on, the guys are can't even make it, and the women just outright beat everybody else. It's embarrassing. I mean, look, Argentina. Now, if you know anything about soccer, you know the second greatest player in the world is Messi, right? This nigga's team was literally on the fringe of being eliminated, and he literally put out a hero performance and scored a hat trick. Now, if you know anything about U.S. soccer, you know there's a young guy named Pulisic. He scored once, but fortunately it was not enough because we ended up losing 2-1. But, you know, like, dude, the whole team can get fired. I'm just, you know, just keep Pulisic and restart it, you know. Pitiful performance.
You going to break it down why U.S. soccer men's is so garbage?
They have no... There's a couple of things, okay? They don't ever go past first gear. Watching U.S. soccer is like watching grass grow, okay? It's a painful process. It's a long process. Soccer is an intricate, beautiful game. You can actually see he's become more of a fan over the last couple of years. But the thing about U.S. soccer is that there's levels to the game, and USA just never, ever seems to get past the first level. It's, you know, it starts with the foundation, but it also starts because they don't see the money in athletes. You know, that's one of the reasons why boxing died, because especially heavyweights, like, they were like, okay, well, all the big guys that used to box, there was money in it. And then there wasn't any money in it, and it wasn't on TV, it wasn't as accessible, and so it started dying. And all the big guys started going to, like, football or basketball. Same way with soccer. Like, soccer isn't the biggest sport in the United States. We all understand that. And that's what happens. The talent isn't there. It's not like we don't have talented people who can't play. We could have our own Messis and Ronaldos. But in all reality, you know, the hood's not looking out for soccer. Suburban kids are, but then they end up going to accounting and financing. They're not trying to play soccer. So there's
you
no
gotta money. Go deeper.
Go deeper.
You know why niggas know how to play soccer since they was little kids. Especially you in California, you knew how to play soccer, dog. Growing up in Long Beach, you knew the game. But there's a big reason why you don't get put into it. Is you gotta pay to play. Your boy Kosher has been on LA Galaxy, but tell him why you're not on Galaxy, my nigga.
You got to pay to try out.
Just to try it? Why? What kind of shit is this?
You know, Galaxy is like, they lose like every game this season so far. I mean, they beat, I think, like one team, but yeah, they're like the most decorated team in the MLS. But if you put them on the world scale, if there's 100 teams, Galaxy's probably 98.
That's being nice, too.
They're not that good in the grand scheme of things. MLS clubs are not that good in the grand scheme of things. Every time a European team comes over here, that we get our ass beat. All right?
Exactly. They do the All-Star games, and it's just against the club. It's just club out there. They play their stars for about 2 minutes, and if the little niggas come in, they just run through.
Literally. Just like they had the MLS All-Stars against Real Madrid. that's literally like putting the Lakers against your local high school team. I don't care how bad the Lakers are, they're still the Lakers. Like they're gonna mm-hmm. run them niggas out the gym. Matter of fact, here, hold on. That's not even a good. The Lakers are doing too well. How about we go against Golden State Warriors? Because that's literally what Real Madrid is right now. Golden State Warriors. Them niggas would shoot anybody out the gym. Real Madrid, the tear that they were on last year where Ronaldo was whooping every other team's ass. And good teams at that. Like, legit good teams were getting beat down. So, you put them against the MLS All-Stars, that's like no competition. What JC was saying is true. You don't even get any continuity. Like, it would have been better if they actually played a real club instead of the MLS All-Stars. Like, them niggas weren't ready, man. It was deer in the headlights syndrome. That's what it was. It's unfortunate because you don't even make a lot of money. like the biggest stars in MLS are probably international, old international too. Niggas that are like 35 come over here, come over here just to play around with us. Just to play around. They don't take it seriously. This is a vacation. It's disgusting.
Exactly. When it's time to die overseas, you come over to MLS.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, oh, you know, I want to go to Miami. I want to go to LA. I want to go to New York. I can get paid to do it too. Ain't no pressure. Hey, I don't got no fans gonna come threaten my life. I can play boo boo. I'm already over the hill. You can't get any worse than MLS when it comes to, like, national clubs. It's, you know, like, it's embarrassing. But one thing I will say about this, though, JC, and they were talking about it a lot, MLS is developing the third world countries' players because, you know, it's organized and you get paid and it helps them out. But for USA players and the lack of talent and depth that they have currently, it's not competition. It's literally two people fighting with no arms and no legs. That shit's just boring. Like, what is that? That's stupidity. And nobody's testing themselves. And when they do go international, when they do go overseas, they get mad because they don't get no playing time because they're trash. They don't have the tools equipped to succeed overseas. And they get mad, so they come back here and they do well. But then when you see them internationally, they don't have the talent because they're not used to the talent that they could have been playing overseas. All the best people, all the best players play overseas. All right? USA, the best player currently is a 19-year-old kid named Pulisic. He plays overseas. He's probably going to be USA's best player for the next 10 years if he continues the way he's playing. But that's not going to be by any MLS standard. It's going to be because he plays against tough teams overseas. So there's something fundamentally wrong. Plus,
hey, that's it right there. It's the fundamentals. And that's just with educating and training in the USA period. Sloane Stephenson, she wins the title in tennis. You know what the first question they ask her? Is US tennis back? Because that shit fell off because niggas don't know how to train. The training infrastructure is so garbage out here that we are getting lapped up. We getting lapped up. Niggas depending on old niggas to carry us. You would think. Basketball. People hate basketball so much. Watching it because there's these kids, they don't play with fundamentals. They don't know how to play in the post. They don't know how to play defense. But a nigga like Steph Curry, he can shoot because he was trained properly. He had an NBA father train him properly. He's setting the world on fire just from proper training. And that just goes into the soccer where the club level of us, you're 6-7 years old, you want to put your son in soccer, you got to pay mad big money at a young age instead of overseas where you go apply out for the club, they give you the best training, they give you the best schooling, and they grow you until you're a star. And then when it's time, they play you lovely. They give you that big check. They say, hey, I want you to eat. I want you to stay here forever. But out here, niggas just don't care.
You know, it's funny because they have AAU programs in basketball. They have like
the niggas hate that shit.
They have like the Nike Academy. I think Jordan has his own academy, or maybe might even be the same. I think somebody else has another academy. And so there's like a little intense circuit trainings and like exclusivity things that go on. But it's like sparse, you know, here and there. I mean, JC is right. You know, the best quarterback arguably in the NFL is 40-year-old Tom Brady. Nigga is old. Ain't no shade in Tom Brady, bro. Ain't no shade. But a lot of these quarterbacks, niggas is like, will they ever reach this GOAT status? I don't know. I don't know who's going to be the next GOAT. We go to NBA.
Hold on. Let me get on this NFL. Aaron Rodgers gets injured because of shit, his offensive line is trash. But his offensive line has been trash for, what, the last 10 years? Who has a good offensive line in the NFL? Everybody thought Dallas did. That shit is trash this year. Everybody thought the Broncos was. That shit is suspect. The Seahawks' offensive line has been trash for 10 years. Know why? In college football, they are not trained properly. They're trained extremely poorly. And all the best athletes, they play on the defensive line. It's easy just to chase a running back, but to understand passing situations, running situations, all the blocking schemes. These kids, they don't get taught that. They don't get taught that. They get taught, hey, we're going to run a shotgun. Just block the nigga in front of you. And when you get to the NFL, them niggas is monsters running 4.4s. This is 6'6", 250. This nigga's running a 4.4. And quarterbacks is getting the shit beat out of him. Seriously, who has a good offensive line in the NFL?
I mean, I don't want to be biased. Tennessee does. Mark, I can't even say anything because Marcus Mariota got hurt.
Exactly, he got hurt because the niggas is breaking through the offensive line. It's just training kids in these sports out here. This shit is so. This is America. This is a capitalistic country. The money is the first important thing. Money, money, money.
Let's go back to what JC was saying earlier. Steph Curry, Kobe Bryant. They're fortunate that their fathers played at a high level, the highest level, and they were able to instill early on in the age to give them that opportunity to become the players they are. LeBron James is an exception. Okay, LeBron had his mom. Not to say that his mom, that you don't need, a father or, you need a father or anything like that. But, LeBron put on for, he did what he had to do, and his mom. But there's the biggest thing we can say, JC, is that USA sports as a whole has been watered down. And the level of athlete isn't as great as it can be. Nor as it should be, because there's a lot of things. Look, they're more worried about freaking figuring out how fast a athlete or a player can go. And there's so many things that they could do to, they're testing everything. But they're doing that after a person is old, after they're mature.
Mm-hmm.
What about when the kid, when the person is young? Like, there needs to be more. It's a top end. And that's where the capitalistic comes in, JC. It's a top-end industry. It's not from the ground up. It's not bottom up. And, and when it does happen like that, it's very few. And it's huge in soccer because there's enough athletes in the United States to put on a decent team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I promise I don't give a damn what anybody says. I can go on the field. And I could compete with the U.S. soccer team because half of them niggas can't even use their left feet, and I can't use it either. So I'm already in the same pool. But these are your national team. This is the USA national team, and they can't use their second foot or their other foot. How these guys can't dribble if somebody's in front of them, the ball is getting stuck. I have a little baby dribble. I know I have a go-to move that I get around people if I need to. But you can't, it's embarrassing. And it's frustrating. When we win, I'm happy. But, you could see the flaws early on. You know how to beat Team USA. Same way with, if you watch football or you watch basketball, there's ways. If you follow a team, you know what your team is weak at. And so it's embarrassing, JC. I mean, look at this scandal at the NCAA. Niggas is greedy. They rather screw over the players or bribe or do whatever and take all the money. Give a damn whether the player succeeds or not. And it's not fair, man. It's not fair. Like, sports isn't sports in America, and it's evident, you know. And it,
exactly.
And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Pox spit, or, you know, screw U.S. men's national soccer team. That's first and foremost, and that's really what I want to get off my chest, because I'm embarrassed that I'm a fan. I'm embarrassed that I put on for these guys for the last year and a half, because this was all, you know, this is embarrassing. This is not supposed to happen. But sometimes, you know what they say, JC, you must be broken to get back up. So, they, you know, everybody says Germany, who, if you watch soccer, everybody knows they're goats right now. And Germany failed to qualify for, like, the Euro in 2006, which is, like, a European competition between all the club teams or all the national teams over there, which is a huge thing for them. And then, you know, 10 years later, they come out and became monsters. So I don't know if USA has that same type of pedigree, JC, and everybody else that's listening. I don't know if USA has that type of grit or they even care, but they need to do something, or I'll denounce the team. I don't know, nigga. Like, I already told people, dog, by this time next year, I'm going to be fluent in French, for real. Because I'm going to come home to that French team. I like the French team. I don't like their coach. I don't know how far they're going to go with their coach, but the French team has a lot of talent. And, you know, it's going to be a beautiful thing to watch them play. But it's unfortunate. You know, I'm just, the only saving grace, JC, is that I'm glad that it wasn't any, like, it's in Russia. It's not like Russia's on the other side of the world, literally, you know? So at least it's not like over here in like 10 years it's going to be over here, you know? Could you, mm-hmm. I mean, but the thing is that you cannot not lose. I mean, you cannot not qualify for the World Cup if it's in your country. But, you know, we have 10 years to become a great team, JC. So, because, you know, I don't know what they're going to do in Qatar. Qatar is going to be interesting to see how that all plays out, which is in 5 years from now. And then I think after that, the World Cup will be played in L.A. and then, like, all around the world, all around the United States and Canada and Mexico. So 10 years, AC. We're going to be old-ass niggas by then.
The team better not still have them old-ass niggas on it. I know that.
Dog, I mean, Pulisic will be as old as us now.
Just hitting that prime, though. Altidore will still not be out there, like, old as Zusi, old as Michael Bradley.
Nah.
The shit is suspect.
Nah.
Like you say, they got to get rid of them niggas at the top of U.S. soccer. Take that shit seriously, because you got to think, America ain't taking soccer seriously. It smells like it. It feels like it. It tastes like it. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit about any sport. They care about the money coming in.
They care about niggas sitting down for flags and shit.
Exactly.
Let's talk about it, JC. We wanted to get into it because it's the NBA. NBA is coming through. NBA season starting early because, you know, these players need rest. These spoiled players, JC. Niggas making millions of dollars. They can't do it, man. They can't do it no more. I don't know how long the NBA has been in existence, my nigga, but, you know, technology got up to us. We being overworked, man. We doing too much, but we getting so much money. But we can't enjoy it if we work at 82. We playing 82 games, JC. How do you feel about that, though, JC? Honestly, like, do you feel like these players have a right to want to rest, nigga?
Not really. It just came with the territory. Like the Chicago Bulls, where there's always a part of the season where they got to go on the road for like 10 straight games because of the circus comes into town or something and it takes over the arena. It's just how it is. JC, you play back to backs. You playing basketball. Just enjoy it. I understand for like LeBron. Like Kobe racked up so much minutes because the nigga was in the playoffs constantly. He had to go put on for the national team. He had to do a lot of things. But the rest of these players, I ain't really with it.
JC, you said Chicago. You know, the Lakers, they have to go on a Grammy. They call it, like, the Grammy road trip. Grammys coming through. That's like four games where the Lakers have to go on the road automatically. You said the circus. The circus is out of town now, nigga. Ain't no more circus. Barnum and Bailey, they closed down. What's their excuse now?
Who knows?
I'm hurt that Adam Silver decided to do this. Players are becoming punks. Like you said, a LeBron James who's played in like 40 straight finals. I get it. And you know LeBron be angry too. Playing intense. I get it. He old. Nigga been old since he got out of high school. I get it. But these other players, nah, man. Like, and the game's not even as tough as it was before. Any type of little check, foul, it's a foul. It's a foul. They're not even playing as physical as before. So, like, it don't even make any sense. It don't make any sense. Like, why do you need more rest if y'all... I mean, the games became so much more finesse and just taking three-point shots. I mean, I argue with JC, and JC's like, hey, man, nobody playing defense anymore. It's literally became who could outshoot the other team. You ain't got to waste energy to just throw up a ball.
You made an excellent point. Even the refs are being trained badly. Refereeing is trash in pretty much every sport now. Like this, the niggas ain't getting trained properly in any aspect in American sports, from the refs to the announcing team.
JC, I know you boycotted NFL, man, but I need you to pick up a newspaper, go to YouTube, do something. I don't care.
You're talking about that Jets Patriots?
That Jets Patriots, bruh.
The nigga looked like a catch to me. Like he fumbled it, he got it, he fell down.
What's going on in the world today, bruh? Huh?
Who knows? Huh? Niggas got replays and everything, and niggas just can't get it right.
Like it's not a replacement refs. This is like the real refs. Just I don't know what's going on, man.
But this is it's a finesse game. They do this just to try to increase the ratings because more points is more exciting. It's more fun. It's more loose. But them free throws slow the game down so much. They'll probably want to see Harden go to the line 20 times. When a nigga, he ain't really working for it. A nigga just come down the lane, head down, flail his arms, throw the ball up over the backboard. Oh, yeah, free throws. Is niggas really paying to see that shit?
JC.
I know the strippers is paying, but come on, son.
JC, you know that they took away timeout, like one timeout each team, too, or something like that?
Uh-huh. For what?
Too much time.
They didn't take away TV timeouts. The free?
Too much time being wasted, bruh.
Because I know the NBA putting them logos on a jersey. They need to be getting away from these commercials.
Yeah, I know. I know. They're getting money now. So, I don't know, man. I'm excited for the season because, you know, these super teams are being built. Michael Jordan came out with a statement saying, hey, man, all these super teams being built, it's only going to be three teams that are good in the NBA, bro. Do you believe that?
Man, it was only 10 teams good when he played, so shitty teams been existing forever. Let's be honest. Like he destroyed Cleveland. Cleveland was a good team until he made the shot over Craig Elo, and they just came trash. All the way until LeBron came. So let's be honest here. There's always going to be trash teams because owners don't know what they're doing. General managers overpaying. Just what it is, man. Let's be honest, man. I got Golden State all the way. At this point, I got them in five against whoever. Okay. I can't even say it against whoever. I got them in five against the Cavs. Anybody else come out, it's a sweep.
So, Paul Pierce, you know, has been making predictions, and he got the Thunder being being the NBA champs at the end of the day. I would love to see the Warriors versus the Thunder. I'd love to see that, JC, because let's be honest, whoever makes it out the West, that's the real finals.
Yeah, pretty much.
There ain't nothing LeBron's going to be able to do. He has the best team. You know, JC, I don't know if I told you, LeBron ain't coming to the Lakers next year.
Nope.
Why would he leave a team that he like? It's gonna be the most stacked team that he's probably had ever.
The team he hand built.
Like he's not gonna lead that, Doug. Like, we're talking about how Celtics might be good in 2 years. As long as LeBron there and that team's intact, that team is only gonna be the only team coming out the East. Like, I don't know what they're gonna do on the East, Doug. They basically handheld destroyed. The West, there's a little bit more wiggle room. I mean, yeah, the Warriors are gonna be the toughest team, but I mean, if the teams stay if teams can build more nucleus, like let's say that Thunder don't make it this year, but they stay together next year, that's gonna be an interesting team to see what they do because they need depth. They can't run these guys. They have no depth to me. The Warriors, not only do they have a great 75, they had depth.
Exactly, niggas ring chasing.
And so that's the biggest thing. That's what I think that's what really kills these other teams. They just top heavy. Like the Cleveland's literally one of the best teams. They have depth. They could do that. Plus they're on the East, so they could. Nick, anytime you play on the East, though, bro, I feel like you should be able to rest your players. So I don't even understand what's up with all these rests.
Exactly.
Like this was the wrong year to rest play. Like anytime a West Coast team plays an East Coast team, dog, like it should have already been done. You might as well chalk that up as a W, unless you're a team that just struggles. But, I think the biggest L right now is Chris Paul's trade because, like, Houston's going to be such a finesse team that they're gonna get stuck in the playoffs because I don't feel they have, like, Capella, what's his name? Capella?
It's like Capella.
Capella. I don't feel like he's going to be able to hold anybody. Well, he can't. He's not.
Nigga, like 200 pounds. Wait, that's not like too much. He's like 7 foot, 200 pounds, let's be honest.
And that's going to be the downfall. Like, they have arguably one of the, like, greatest, you know, backcourts in the history. Like, and the reason why I say that is because I hate James Harden, but like what JC was saying, like he gets his shots, he gets his calls, and I'll be honest, a nigga be wet too, dog. He wet, but
yeah, they got two of the greatest floppers of all time as well, so they're gonna rack it up in the regular season.
Yeah, and so they're not when a push comes to shove in the playoffs, and you can't get away with those stuff. You know, it's gonna be interesting, and they both also known to be scarecrows when it comes to playoffs too.
Exactly.
So,
Don't have the bench there like they used to carry them.
And the defense ain't there to stop either.
All they got is a reason. That nigga, he's already guarding three niggas.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know.
You really got three questions for the Thunder. And it's for the three big dogs. Is Russell really a team player? I called him a stat padder last year because he statted his pats. This statted, padded his stats. But is he the problem or Kevin Durant was the problem? Kevin Durant was able to go to a team. Klay Thompson reluctantly gave some of his plate away. Steph Curry gave his plate away. Draymond gave his plate away. Iguodala gave him his whole plate. And he got it done against LeBron, which a lot of us didn't see coming. And can Russell share? Can he look to his teammates and just let them cook? We go to Melo. Can Melo do the same thing? Can he fall back in that fourth quarter if Westbrook is cooking? Can he be the first to go to the bench and hold down the second unit? And we go to Paul George. Is he a true number one? Because I told Coach, he's masquerading. That nigga's a true number two. And playing with somebody like a Westbrook, going to play with somebody like Anthony Davis, I say in their career. But we're going to see. Because, again, Melo, Westbrook, these niggas are hot-headed. They out of control. So there's going to be a time where PG's going to have to show, man, I got to take over the game. Ever since he took over that game with the Heat, back in, that's like 2012, 2013, he took over that game. We ain't seen that person in a long time. We ain't seen that person in a long time. Is that person still in them to be a number one? It's all about gelling. We're going to see if they can gel. They're going to win games because it is our score, niggas. But can they gel and look to each other? It was, yeah, I got to remember the Heat, them niggas struggled the first like 30 games. Just understanding how, yeah, you go to the bench and rest. You go to the bench, I'll stay. Just figuring out how to work out that rotation. And then at a certain point, they started deferring. All right, LeBron, we'll let you do your thing. Can these niggas let Westbrook be the nigga? It's just his team. He got the MVP. But he's going to have to learn, just like LeBron, to be unselfish. Unselfish when it costs to. Because when he played with KD, that nigga was selfish as bitch. This nigga took a lot of last-minute shots for no reason. So we're going to see about that three, man. Because even if they do gel, I don't think they'll beat the Warriors. Just because the Warriors can guard all them niggas. Always come down to defense.
I agree with everything you said. There's also two other teams that we haven't mentioned. And it's the Minnesota and the Pelicans. The Pelicans, in theory, have one of the dopest teams. I should just say dopest 35. More like two players. But because you have two versatile big men. And AD and Cousins. And what's interesting is that Cousins can leave after this year. So what is the Pelicans going to do to keep Cousins? What can they do? Because they literally can be matchup problems for anybody. Except for like the Warriors. They just need shooters around them. To me, like the Pelicans would have had the easiest time to beat the Warriors if they had shooters around them and a bench. They don't have that, so you know that's null and void. Because if we go back 2 years ago, before Kevin Durant left, the Thunder should have beat the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they had two big men. And those two big men, they didn't even know how to shoot outside 10 feet. So could you flip that when you have two big men that can guard, that can stretch the floor? Now they just need an adequate other shooter or a point guard. Rondo's going to be cool. I don't know if – I mean, he ain't the Rondo of the old, but I'm not –
Hey, he got the Bulls to the playoffs.
Yeah, he did. No, he and they were going to win until he messed up his hand.
And AKA when D Wade came back.
So I don't know. Like that's a dark horse team that I would love to see back in the playoffs. Then you got Minnesota, who have the depth and have the youth and have the talent to compete with anybody in the NBA. Like the only team that they couldn't compete with is the Warriors and Cleveland, just because of length. That's the only thing that stops them from beating I think Cleveland if they were to go to the finals, because I think they get beat up on the boards. But the Warriors, they kind of match up well against them too. So that's a scary team. I don't think they're gonna have it all together this year, and I don't know that ever like how much of a threat they will be. But you know, if Cat becomes like, if he literally just sells out and plays defense and rebound like hard body, because his defense slacked last year, he'll always have his shot. Because that, you don't lose that, like unless you're LaMarcus Aldridge or something. But if he just works on his defense, that team could actually be another dark horse. Now, you know, I ain't worried about the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers could be another team because they have two big men that could be dominant, but they're never healthy, so that's whatever. I don't know if Memphis will make it again to the playoffs. I don't know how they do it every year. I mean, they have no Zebo, they have no Tony Allen, so, you know, that's what it is. The Blazers, they have a great backcourt, but they don't have nobody nobody else to help them still again. I think the Blazers would have been great if they got Brook Lopez, but the Lakers ended up getting him, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I mean, the Lakers are going to be, we're LA fans. I'm interested to see what Kuzma's about. I know that JC and I were talking about Kuzma. Is he going to be legit? I think if Kuzma starts, that would be cool. But, I mean, we got to do something with Randle first. My biggest thing is see is where will Brandon Ingram's progression come from? Because I feel like he's a dope player, but he has to stay consistent and he has to be confident. I think confidence is everything for Ingram because I think he has a talent. I think he does need to work on his jumper, but I think if he has a confidence, everything will click. But that's, you know, yeah, it's up to him. He has to be mentally engaged to do that. Ball, you know, we haven't really seen too much of Ball, so it's kind of hard to gauge how NBA ready he is. I'm not really too happy that the Lakers have been sheltering him. I know they're doing it for the ratings and all that stuff, and that's another thing we're talking about, JC. Money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let the kid play, man. Like, he's already been babied a little bit too much already. Like, let him play. Like, if he's not as good as we think he is, then it's going to be exposed. You know, rather you do it sooner than later. Like, just let him play, because I don't think it's fair that, you know, he may have a bum ankle, but he's not getting out there and getting used to the NBA play style and contact. So I think he's going to have a rough 20, you know, the first 20 games, JC, because he hasn't been playing preseason. So I don't know, man. And plus, you know, his game, to me, it predicates on players being able to hit shots. And Lakers ain't got no shooters except for Brook Lopez and Kuzma. So, I don't know.
Man, the true dark horse, Denver Nuggets. Because that's just a team. They've been building on the low. Drafting pretty well. Outside, you know, my nigga Moutier. But that team right there, they win games. They got a big man in Nikola, who plays extremely well. Excellent passer. Paul Millsap, who's been getting it done ever since he left Utah. And then they got just exciting shooters. They have what every team is pretty much lacking. They have the shooting. They have the athletic ability. They have the good passing. That's the true Dockers. Minnesota, they're gonna be just like the Kevin Love days, fighting for that eighth seed. And then New Orleans, shit, fighting for that eighth seed. And ain't that many teams. I'll be honest, I'm on the other side for the Clippers, just because Chris Paul's not there. They go back to how they used him. They were making the playoffs before Chris Paul came there, and they look pretty good. They just need any point guard who can throw the ball up. And Blake Griffin stays healthy, which is he ain't.
Not name Austin Rivers, though.
Oh, yeah, you're not name Austin Rivers, of course, but just need a point guard who can not throw the money hoops up. Let Blake do his thing. In Utah, Utah's a big loss for Utah. So they ain't going to do nothing.
Portland?
Memphis, Portland is a 7-6 seed. If I really had to think about it, it'll be Golden State as number one. You got the Thunder number two. Spurs just win, so that's number three. Rockets is number four. Who else we got in this league? We can throw Denver number five. Clippers number six. Minnesota seven. The niggas is fighting for that eighth seed. Matter of fact, I'm tripping. Portland, number seven. Number six. And then Minnesota, New Orleans. So they're fighting for the AFC.
Memphis drops. Like I said, Memphis drops.
Memphis. That's the thing. A team like Memphis, a team like Portland, they know how to make the playoffs. They know how to close out a season. These other teams, New Orleans, always known to have injuries. Minnesota, Them young niggas just get cold. Cat is a black hole. You gotta think that entire draft, Okafor is left for dead. D'Angelo got traded to the worst team in the league, but he's about to show out. Cat is a black hole. Them niggas don't make the playoffs. I didn't forget who else got drafted. It wasn't that. It was supposed to. That was supposed to be a good ass draft. A lot of these niggas look suspect. Randall's trash. Nigga don't have a nigga left handed trash with it. But then you got the team like Memphis. Teams like I'm going a little too far down the list, but team like Memphis like poured a lot of niggas' faith. They control a lot of these niggas' faith because they have playoff experience. This Gasol is still there. He's still orchestrating everything. That nigga's about to be the point center. He gonna run the team. He gonna run everything. And the push they made last year without anybody I can name, they're in the playoffs. I don't know nobody on the floor except for Gasol and Mike Conley. They're playing with niggas I never heard of. And you can see.
We gonna see.
Mike Conley turned all the way on in the playoffs.
We gonna see if Chandler Parsons worth his weight in gold now, too.
Exactly. He got niggas that I thought died and went into TV still on Memphis Grizzlies.
That nigga, so was that like 2 years ago when that nigga Matt Barnes carried Grizzlies to playoffs, dog?
Exactly. Like they always get in. Z-Bo leaving is going to be different. But damn, they had Z-Bo coming off the bench in the regular season and they snuck into the playoffs. They just get it done. Nobody wants to play in that grindhouse because, again, they got a bunch of goon ass niggas from the D League who understand. I'll sock a nigga out before I go back to driving to my own games, nigga. Driving country in my own car. But the East, let's jump to the East, man. We about to. Boston probably winning again just because LeBron's already teasing that he only going to play in the first game. So he's going to miss 15 games. Wade's going to miss 15, 20 games. Kevin Love's going to miss 15 games. Tristan Thompson, that nigga's gonna miss 10 games just to go film some TV shit for the Kardashians. So it's just for Boston to show out, man. They got young, talented people. Kyrie's looking exciting. He's talking shit about Cleveland, saying it's a hellhole that we all knew because you can just look at the Cleveland Browns. It's just what it is. And nobody. The most exciting team, 76ers. Joel Embiid, niggas thought he was dead. There was no word that he was coming back. First game, this nigga, 20-plus points in, like, 3 minutes. Talking shit to other centers. Ben Simmons, I had no clue who Ben Simmons was. This nigga went number one. They saying this nigga's a true point forward. I thought this nigga lay 6'10". I see this nigga carrying the ball up the court, passing behind the look, no look, doing whatever he want. They got that young kid, Marcus Fultz, who's one of the worst free throw shooters. The game goes to the trainer. This nigga can't even shoot free throws. Nigga worse than DeAndre. What's up my nigga name? DeAndre Jordan? Yeah. This nigga is worse than DeAndre Jordan at free throws. It's a point guard, man. Nigga can make threes all day, but can't make free throws. But they got. It's a core. You gotta look at Milwaukee. You see, the East is a bunch of young niggas are knocking at the door. It's gonna depend on the coaching and niggas staying healthy. But Jordan's talking about there's a bunch of super teams, man. East is a team with futures. Because LeBron's not running this shit until he retires.
I mean, there's two players that are gonna be interesting besides, you said, the Bucks. See Kemba Walker's progress because he beasted out last year. That man, last 2 years, he did pretty well for himself. He matured.
I didn't even know Dwight Howard went to that team.
Yeah, man. They kicked him off and landed in the quickness, bro.
Nigga said they celebrated he got traded off that team.
Yeah, they took him out in the quickness. They're like, nah, son, we don't need
niggas
that.
Niggas hate that nigga.
We don't need that baby mama jam over here, though.
Exactly. Charlotte is going to be a solid team when niggas gonna be like, ah, do I want to play these niggas?
Yeah,
because nah, you got a nigga like Kimbe who can take over in that fourth.
Yeah, no, nah, he's playing well, and let's circle back to your man John Wall. What will he do? Because he could be the East Coast version of Russell Westbrook without the explosion. I think they have a very similar skill set.
He got the explosion. I mean, you can definitely. I mean, one of the fastest players.
He is the fastest.
John Wall is always that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the fastest player.
He can get up there.
Yeah.
But again, they just need big man.
Yeah.
They just need a big man, really. Yeah. They always lose out on the sweepstakes for these stars. That's always going to hurt them.
And
they got to play upset.
And will Bradley Beal be consistent like he is supposed to, you know, herald to be? Like, you know, will he live up to his contract? And I remember a couple of years ago, JC said it, that Bradley Beal would be the perfect sixth man because he never played every game anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks to have a strong tandem like that, but your tandem ain't always there. So, you know, John Wall, Kemba Walker, those are the two guys that I'm looking at. I mean, obviously, you want to look at the Greek Freak, Giannis. I would love to see how his game transcends. That's going to be nice. Teams like Miami and Orlando. Miami has a cool – like, I like Gordon Dragic because he's a slasher. I like Hassan Whiteside because he made – like, they were on – they literally missed – I don't know how you missed the playoffs in the East, but – They end up winning like 20 out of 21 games just to miss the playoffs.
I tell you, Deion Waiters got hurt. Deion Waiters was balling out. D Wade, that nigga turned into Wade out there, man. They were putting a lot of work. He went down with that injury, man. They just didn't have that firepower.
And so
they were signing team, low key.
Yeah. Orlando has a whole bunch of niggas, but they can't ever get it together. Like, I like Aaron Gordon.
The team's cursed.
I like Eric Gordon out there, but I don't know what they're about.
Exactly. Like, they done had some high draft picks. Eric Gordon, he might pan out, but he got to leave the team.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the niggas got to leave.
Yeah, he got to leave. A player, we can go back to the West real quick. I love to see Devin Booker's progression, bro. That's the we talk about shooting guards. That's probably the best shooting guard, pure shooting guard. Over Klay Thompson, over James Harden. The nigga's still 19, I think, bro.
Nigga's young, man.
When I say best point guard, student guard, I mean, that's tongue in cheek. He's not the best, but he definitely has the height, the length, and the skill set if he continues to develop to be great. To really, he got to leave Phoenix too. I mean, the only thing you don't leave Phoenix for is for the training staff, but there ain't nobody on Phoenix to help him out.
Man, they have a bunch of young niggas, but they got two of the worst black holes in the league. Eric Bledsoe, super black hole. And then, damn, I didn't forget this nigga's name. He's a nigga that DeAndre Jordan dunked on and ruined his career. And his career was like a downfall ever since. But these niggas, this black holes where Devin Booker could be 5-for-5, and these niggas will not look for him at all. That nigga open, now I'm gonna take this contested shot. You say Brook gotta leave, or them, like, they've been trying to get rid of Eric Bledsoe for so long, but nigga always get hurt. And the other nigga I'm talking about, that nigga's already hurt, so he gonna miss most of the season. But they didn't draft it well. They got size. They got a lot of pieces. So who knows, man? But there's exciting players on each team. That's a big difference. Even Sacramento. They added Z-Bo. They added Vince Carter.
Yeah.
For some veteran. The control of the locker room. Make sure, hey, niggas, stay in line. Because Z-Bo's still out there pushing G-Packs. So you know he got hitters on line. To keep niggas in line. Probably going to get closer to the border. Work that cartel intel. So you gonna stay in line. He probably about to take over the team from Vlade Divac.
I don't trust Toronto, bro.
We've seen him in the playoffs too many times. Just stink it up. just straight shit the bed. Where Drake didn't even show up to the games last season.
Drake
learned his lesson.
Bro, but he don't even claim Toronto. Only, like, he claimed, like, the Warriors more and LeBron over Toronto, dog. Like, he made a song about a nigga that left the team is in L.A. now. I ain't ever heard him talk about Carl Landry or DeAndre.
Carl Landry, that's a throwback.
What's his name? Carl.
Talking about Kyle Lowry?
Kyle Lowry, there you go. Kyle Lowry and DeRozan. I never heard him talk about them, dog.
Exactly. This nigga practicing with the Golden State Warriors. Nigga, go back to Toronto and practice with the team.
He probably right next door to DeRozan, because you know DeRozan been coming back to L.A. Nah, B. Nah, son. I seen LeBron play against Toronto, dog. He probably got a LeBron jersey under his Toronto jersey, dog. Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Go straight into their locker room afterwards. Like, good game, guys. Good game.
Proud of you guys. Knew you would win. Had the bet down and everything.
All right, let me hide and go back over there to Toronto real quick though. Yeah, man, I don't trust Toronto. Like they have talent, but they don't have talent. It's weird.
It is. Like I don't even know who's on the team anymore. It's probably the same team as last year. They didn't get to add nobody. It's just we know who they are in the playoffs. It's just disappointing. Honestly, this year, they're not going to get lucky. They might get that first round knockout. These young teams, they're going to come in and they trying to make some noise. Milwaukee, that's all they need was a little experience. Just a little experience to know what it's like in the playoffs. Hopefully, they'll be more healthy because health was a big factor in why they lost last year. So, we'll see, man. A lot of these niggas going to get moved out.
I think Detroit's going to be an interesting team, bro.
You know, yeah. What's my nigga? Andre Drummond. This nigga was supposed to be where Whiteside is at. Where this nigga's throwing niggas shit, dunking on niggas, calling niggas out. Ain't afraid to talk shit. Something happened to that nigga. I mean, that nigga had a weakness for white women. That shit destroyed his career. Like I talked to niggas who go for Detroit. They want that nigga off the team. Hate that nigga guts.
It's funny because Stan Van Gundy said it's going to be his last hurrah, bro.
Exactly. Like, he got a lot of pieces to move. A lot of, like, who we just talking about? Somebody, a team that needed a big man.
You talking about Washington?
Like, Washington, get on the phone.
Portland?
Portland took one of Denver's big man. And he's good. He was injured during the playoffs and he came back too late. But they're facing Golden State anyway. He's gonna get swept. But they got a big man. But like team like Washington gotta get on the phone. Team like Boston gotta get on the phone. Does have a nigga who can rebound next to Horford.
Oh no, Horford ain't gonna get nowhere to post up.
Exactly, my nigga. That nigga at the 3-point line, like, oh, nigga, I'm a small forward. What you talking about, nigga?
Horford. I really thought Horford was going to be nice in Boston. That man, I never seen a guy scared of the post like that, dog. 6'11 softy, dog.
Exactly. 6'11. Niggas softy. Forced to play center so long. And Atlanta, he's my nigga. Hate that shit. Niggas a power forward. He had Joe Kim Noah in college to get all the rebounds for him. He didn't have to do that shit.
I mean, he's the reason why Atlanta kept losing, dog. I'll say it, dog.
Let's be honest. Atlanta's just cursed.
I'll say it.
Just cursed, man.
I'll say it. I mean, that's about it. So we're gonna give out. I'm gonna give you three things, JC. You figure it out. No, four things, five things. Rookie of the year, MVP, finals matchup, finals winner, which I think you already said in the beginning of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But who you got?
I got Steph Curry making that push again. He's going for an MVP this time.
Oh, and finals.
He's taking the MVP. He's taking regular season. I mean, he's taking both. He's going for the trifecta. He needs that finals MVP. They owe that nigga. He's getting regular season MVP just because y'all niggas thought his reign was going to be short. He hungry. He taking this shit. I seen Ben Simmons. I know he's eligible. It'll probably be Ben Simmons' rookie of the year just because they young. They having fun. And he gonna have... He has the green light to just go out there and play basketball. When you look at the Lakers, because it's kind of like the same situation. Lonzo Ball, Ben Simmons. Is that Ben Simmons like damn near 6'10"? He's not a scorer, not a true scorer. But he can throw floaters and he can just get to the rim at will. It's easiest pick is Ben Simmons. He got the green light. He got the green light to do as he want. As Lonzo got a good deal with Randall missing bunnies. He's got to deal with Brook Lopez 17 feet away from the basket. Ben Simmons, it's the easiest pick.
You know, I want to go Kawhi MVP.
They owe him.
And I hope he comes back healthy. And when he comes back healthy, he's going to be angry again. So I'm going to go for Kawhi MVP. I haven't seen too much of Simmons. So I mean, I've heard he's done well. I'm gonna throw a wrench in the system. I'm gonna go for Ball. I think he'll have a good season. It depends on how many games he plays. Like if the Lakers are babying him and he doesn't play more than 60, I'm gonna go nah 65 is slow. If he doesn't play more than 70 games, then he won't win MVP. But if he plays more than 70 games, I think he'll win it. Matchup finals will be, you know, Warriors-Cleveland round 4. I got the Warriors beating them in 5 again as well. And I think Steph will win finals MVP this time too. I think that Cleveland will find out fast that they won't, that they're gonna get, they're gonna, it's gonna be like last year, like they're gonna win one game and it's gonna be like game 4, like that's what it's gonna be like. They're gonna learn fast that they're gonna be down 3-0 again, and I don't know what they're gonna do, but I know LeBron's not gonna leave to go to the Lakers, so that's that. I'm interested to see what Oklahoma does, but I don't think they're gonna really be a factor. Like you said, they're gonna need to gel, and how fast they gel is gonna really make the difference. But they still don't have any depth, so one of those guys is gonna have to play extended, and that's when Warriors will rack it up on them. So I think that they're either a year too early, or they're gonna need another year to figure out what they're gonna do to be more of a complete team. That's about it, JC.
Yeah. Everybody, easy year for Golden State.
Yeah. Everybody check out FTESWL.com. Check us out on Twitter at FTESWL, the Instagram from the East Side with Love _ under each word. That's about it, right? I think we're done. We got anything else to talk about? Or say
real always quick. Go to iTunes, check us out, rate 5 stars, of course, 5 stars, and then comment.
And on SoundCloud, push too.
Even though SoundCloud.
Everybody, stay blessed, stay positive,
stay righteous.
We out.